The Arts Roundup today is dedicated to the memory of ballerina assoluta Alicia Alonso, who died on the 17th of October. What better way to start than with a clip from a letter to Alicia from Comandante Fidel Castro on the 60th anniversary of the National Ballet of Cuba, October the 16th, 2008. Dear Alicia, I received your beautiful letter. You can't imagine how much I admire your ability to preserve and master the privileged intelligence that accompanies you. I never forget what you told me one day about the ear that allows you to follow the ballet with your eyes closed by the slight treads of the shoes. Your merit is very great. You reached the highest laurels in the world before the triumph of the revolution. Only exceptionally can someone perform that feat. Today, ballet and many other activities of art and culture have become widespread. That was like the silk hand that awakened the sleeping genius at the bottom of our people's soul. Everlasting glory to the 60th anniversary of the National Ballet of Cuba. Signed, Fidel Castro. And jumping to the present of these sad but triumphant days, the Executive Council of the Organization of the United Nations for Education, Science and Culture, that's UNESCO, launched its workday in Paris on Friday with a minute of silence in honor of the Cuban ballerina assoluta, Alicia Alonso, who died the day before at 98 years of age. In emotional words, the permanent delegate of Cuba to the United Nations, Dulce Buergo, shared with those present the sadness for the loss of the dancer, choreographer, and pedagogue, as well as aspects of her career trajectory. Buergo said, "Alicia Alonso embodies a relevant personality in the history of world dance, deserving of numerous titles, distinctions, and recognitions throughout her prolific artistic career, which she always carried with simplicity and enormous pride as a representative of the people of Cuba." Buergo recalled in the forum that brought together delegates from member countries and staff of the UNESCO Secretariat, and that the organization had been privileged to have her amongst its goodwill ambassadors since 2002 and World Dance Ambassador since 2017. The ballerina assoluta fulfilled, quote, "the important mission as an artist to build cultural bridges of friendship between nations." Alicia, as everyone affectionately calls her, was a woman of exceptional art, magic, and virtuosity, of iron discipline and will, which has never let defeat, however difficult the circumstances were. In the Council, one of the constituent bodies of UNESCO, which currently holds its 207th session, the Cuban diplomat highlighted her work as a pedagogue in the creation of a national educational system guaranteeing Cuban ballet of special scope after the triumph of the revolution. According to Buergo, she also deserves to highlight Alicia's commitment in promoting an internationalist collaboration movement in the field of ballet, which the Caribbean nation has extended to almost 50 countries in the Americas, Europe, Asia, and Africa, also contributing to bringing this exquisite artistic genre to the common citizen. Director General of UNESCO, Audrey Azoulay, then said that the death of the Cuban dancer and choreographer was a loss of a unique and generous artist. Her international honors included the Dance Magazine Award, the French Legion of Honor, the Grand Prix de la Ville de Paris, and the Golden Medal of the Gran Teatro Liceo of Barcelona, Spain. And the last words should be those of Alicia herself. She refused to bow to infirmity or age. Quote, "If a person keeps thinking, how old am I going to be? And thinking about age, that's the worst thing you can do," she said. Quote, "You don't have to think about how old you are. You have to think about how many things you want to do and how to do them and how to keep on doing them." And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup.